Ave Maria. A happy Christmas to all our radio listeners. And may you all have a very blessed, peaceful, joyous, and grace-filled New Year. We salute our patroness, Saint Philomena, holding the white lilies of purity in her hand. Now, I'd like to begin this broadcast thanking our radio listeners for their prayers, for listening, for being with us, and for tuning in to these Children of Mary broadcasts. Sometimes in the past, I'd say things like, I don't know how long these Children of Mary broadcasts will last, because I don't know how long I'll be here, which is true. However, we can think that I might be here a bit longer. You never know. So we could, let's say, think about 2018, which is approaching, and possibly years after that, but one step at a time. Now, wanting to thank our listeners, given that we're in this Christmas time, where we contemplate the baby Jesus in his poverty, in his humility, in his simplicity. Those who remember a broadcast where we spoke a little bit about Saint Gertrude the Great, Saint Gertrude, who is depicted with Jesus, the child Jesus, in her heart. So this is a wish of mine for all of our listeners, that they have the child Jesus in their hearts, and he remains there, even when it's not Christmas, the 25th of December. The child Jesus will always remain in your hearts. And let us remember the holy sacrifice of the Mass. We think of the Blessed Virgin contemplating, gazing upon her son, Jesus, in the manger. And we can think and pray for priests who have Jesus on the altar. So we pray particularly for priests and those studying, training for the priesthood to imitate Mary and take Mary as their model. Mary, who held Jesus in her arms, the priest who holds the Eucharist in his hands. Jesus being laid down on the poor hay in a manger. Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, in the Eucharist, who is there on our altars on top of the corporal. Let us pray that 2018 be a year where the kingdom of the divine will reaches the masses. Let purity reign. So I'd like to give our listeners a gift. I'm going to start with a little bit of, I don't know whether you can call it poetry, but to prepare you for this gift. Imagine there was a song. I remember hearing an Ave Maria that was very beautiful. Someone commented and said it's the most beautiful Ave Maria they'd ever heard. Now, imagine there was an Ave Maria so beautiful, inexplicably beautiful, that we'd never heard before. Before I continue, I'll just say that this episode is dedicated to being apostles of Mary, learning how to be apostles of Mary. So this is all connected. So imagine there's this Ave Maria, a song that could inaugurate what can be described as the times leading up to the victory, leading up to the triumph. Like, for example, Saint John the Baptist, who went before our Lord, who was the voice and prepared the way, who disposed the people to receive the Messiah. Imagine there was a song that is like an announcement that the triumph of the Immaculate Heart is on its way. Imagine there was an Ave Maria sung in heaven, so beautiful that only those in heaven can hear it. But God in his mercy was going to let us, poor sinners, hear this Ave Maria. What is this Ave Maria? Who is the singer of this Ave Maria? This Ave Maria, I'll add, can only be sung by one person. Now, what is the score sheet? What is the piece of music, the sheet of music? Can we read it? Is it something we can download and look at and try to sing ourselves? What is this music? And what is this song that only one person can sing? This is the song of a particular saint. Of the saint who is to announce the coming of the triumph. This is the song of Saint Joseph. Only he can sing that Ave Maria, so beautiful, so sweet.